On this week's episode, we talk about Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
And other pop culture news from the week. All right, all you crazy cats and kittens. Just like a throwback to a while ago.
Today we talk about Planet of the Cats.
No, oh my gosh. Oh, what a nightmare. No, we got to see Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes recently, and we're gonna talk about it.
Yeah, I just saw it last night. It was the preview. Mm-hmm. Official premiere is official opening, not the premiere. The premiere they did a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
The official release date is today. We went to see on this Platinum X Cinema.
Oh yeah.
Which is like laser sharp audio, blah blah blah. They mentioned Atmos. At least it's the sound is Atmos.
Yeah, the sound is pretty cool.
But the screen is like messed up. I still have to write the theater. They have like a big scar on the middle of the screen.
Which is really sad because like they just finished refurbishing this theater. Like, oh, that's a bummer,
guys. But not the screens, it was just the seats,
I guess.
The floors. Anyways, we saw Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Yep.
This is the fourth installment on the remake of the Planet of the Apes franchise.
Have they said that definitively? Like, do these function as prequels for like the old
Charlton Heston ones?
Or is this just like totally separate?
It's separate.
Okay.
Also, it's not connected to the Tim Burton one.
Oh.
With what's his bucket?
I can't remember.
Matt Damon. No, Mark Wahlberg.
Mm.
Yeah. Maybe. Because if you know the originals, there's like some time travel involved.
Yeah.
So, but the way the Wahlberg ended was like, almost like a joke. Anyway, so this one started a couple of years ago with James Franco helping his chimp, right?
Yeah.
Caesar on how to acquire language.
Mm-hmm.
And then evolves into genetics and giving them abilities of thinking, of speaking and all that together. And they take over. Not they take over, they run away from humans.
Yeah.
And of course, some of them split from peaceful living monkeys or
apes,
or in Portuguese they call it Planeta dos Macacos.
Really?
Yeah.
In English there actually is like a biological distinction, like apes are different from monkeys.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like it's not just semantics, like they are different.
What's a monkey then?
Monkeys would be like spider monkeys. We actually have, there is a species called macaques.
Okay.
I think, I'm not sure if baboons count as apes, but the great apes are like orangutans,
gorillas,
chimpanzees, and bonobos.
Okay.
Which are very similar to chimpanzees. Anyway, yeah.
Okay, well, that makes sense. We don't see any monkeys.
Yeah, monkeys are like the little ones. They have like the long prehensile tails.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Anyway.
So, and then the mankind fights them, they fight back, and then they fight back. So it comes to a point that they rise.
Yeah.
And they live in bed. No, there's something about...
There is another factor to this. There's a virus.
That's right, yeah.
It's like a flu, but it kind of unlocks intelligence, language capability, all the rest in apes, but it does the opposite in humans.
Yeah,
kills them. Well, it doesn't kill them. It shuts them down. It like kind of reduces them to apes. It takes away language and all the rest.
Really? It doesn't kill them?
Yeah, no.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought the reason why the apes ruled is because a lot of the humans died.
Well, eventually they died because they couldn't talk or like communicate, and they kind of reduced to like wild animals. But humans are terrible wild animals. We don't have. Like, we're built for, like, cushy, comfy lives.
So how are the humans that speak are fine on the...
I guess they haven't gotten the virus.
Oh, they're
immune. Or were somehow immune, yeah.
Well, there is that scene with, like, hazmat suit.
Yeah.
Anyways, so... there's that. So, and then there was Caesar's story on the first three movies. It was fun. It was interesting. It had the great Andy Serkis. Doing, you know, his terrific motion caption voicing character. yeah. like no one else does.
He is the king of.
And this one is that Caesar's dead.
Yeah, this is many generations later.
And it's a different main character, or set of main characters, mm-hmm. and it's about two tribes, or one mm-hmm. tribe against several different tribes of apes. And they're gonna struggle. There's a struggle for power. Mm-hmm. There's a struggle for sort of pseudo religion, because there's the belief on the teachings of Caesar.
Yeah, Caesar's become this like mythical, almost like Christian figure, like religious type figurehead.
I would say Moses. He freed his people.
Okay.
Right. But either way, there's the belief on that, and then the struggle with the people that heavily believe on that, and the people the apes that heavily believe on that, and heavily that don't. And so they clash, and there's human in the middle. I'm not gonna give you more details.
Yeah.
But overall, it's a new start. They wanna make another trilogy out of it,
well.
Which. To be honest, I think it was it was exactly what the trailer shows. There's not a lot of surprises.
No.
And there's not a lot of excitement. It's kind of drags in the middle.
It dragged quite a bit.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
The kid that voices Noah, the main character, he's not Andy Serkis.
But I think this movie suffered more. I mean, like, not having Andy Serkis is a bummer, but I think this suffered more from a different set of writers.
Yeah.
Like if Noah had a better, like a more concise, a better story.
The end of the tale,
I think it could have really gotten into him as a character.
The end of the fall, the previous one was like, Caesar was like basically, even though there's a big fight between humans and apes, he kind of doesn't he rescue a little girl, right, that follows him.
I think so, yeah.
And he basically reconnect apes and humans in a way there wasn't before, because apes were not, they didn't have any rights, sort of. They didn't have rights because there's animal rights. But they were not free thinking beings like humans. But again, they were not thinking beings until the experiments.
Or were they?
Yeah. So... Anyways, it felt like a good ending, like reconnecting to rebuild, and then they decide to poop everything again, and it was like the monkey, you know, what the monkey that got caught by the ceiling fan said, mm-hmm. It won't be long now. He got caught by the tail.
Okay.
This week.
Okay, I gotcha.
Anyways, so it has a Freya, whatever her name, I forgot her last name, from The Witcher, there too.
But she looks completely different because she has dark eyes and dark hair.
Yeah.
Looks like a totally different person.
Yeah.
I did not recognize her.
Turned me off, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought, I looked at her and remember this Brazilian girl from another movie. That looks like her with black hair.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I think she's made like a big horror movie, teen horror movie, and then disappeared. I never saw her before. I mean, anymore. Anyways, so there's all that, and the effects are good because
it looks great.
They use the mm-hmm. the money well. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think it was. I think to end it with the third one was proper. Was a trilogy. It did the job,
mm-hmm.
especially considering that with these new ones, the focus is the apes. On the old ones too, but there was like a lot of humans involved, and the humans were not so much the bad guys. It was on this one, it feels like. It's the apes, and there's no sort of problem to fix, because no, it's fine.
I mean, I don't know about that. There's definitely a pretty big crisis that our lead ape has to.
Yeah, but the resolve. problem I'm talking about is just like, no, this is not the planet of the apes. This is planet of man. Let's fix that. You know, at that point, there's a and anyways, and the other one does like even time travel to deal with that. And there's a it's very different. I don't know. I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was good as the previous one.
No, it wasn't.
It's a
the previous ones were like so captivating and involved. Like I remember in what the first one of the series at the very end, Caesar says like one word, and even knowing that like what's eventually gonna happen with the apes when he speaks, you're just like blown away. And I was like, "Holy! It's this whole moment, super emotional, so well written, so well crafted." This one kind of lacked that, and it was kind of all over the place, like as far as like who our main story was. Honestly, I think they could have dropped the whole Caesar thing and just like started fresh, and it would have been a little bit.
Yeah, I still don't think it would have been
better, or I don't know. It just felt like there were too many things. That's it. It was a fun watch, but it wasn't dragging. It has a lot of the elements that are fun about the other movies. This whole like uncanny valley of like apes actually becoming like humans, but still being apes, and like exploring human nature and all this other like cool stuff. A
lot of birds, a lot of zebras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, it just didn't quite land.
Yeah.
The way the other ones landed. Yeah. So.
I guess too bad because this was like a Disney returning to the block, mm-hmm. Blockbusters, big box office. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they'll get it back, which might mean no more. I mean, again, Disney throws money away. Like, it might mean six more.
Yeah.
Even being a failure. But we'll see.
We'll see. The preview was full. Kingdom, the theater was pretty full.
Kingdom. Actually, it was not the preview. Just, yesterday was Friday. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
It was the release day.
It was released. Yeah.
We usually watch the previews, but yesterday we watched uh-huh. Friday. So,
so we'll see.
Yeah.
Like next weekend if that holds up.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes available in theaters everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
If you already watched Fall Guy or every other movie. That probably be better. Yeah, you can check that.
Okay, we also watched a fun rom-com. This has been out for a few months. It's called Anyone But You, starring Sydney
Sweeney.
Yeah,
it's not actually a few months. It's getting close to on Netflix, yeah.
It was released in theaters a while ago.
Oh, yes. Yeah, on theaters it was a month ago. But it's out on Netflix. Mm-hmm. It's doing great numbers. Mm-hmm. As it did in the theater, to the day is the most successful, financially successful, best box office of a Shakespeare adaptation, and that's going against some big movies like Lion King. I assume Lion King was big. I know it's
yeah, loved, Lion King was big.
I loved and popular, but numbers, yeah. I honestly can't remember.
I was like 8, I think, when Lion King came out, but
and there was 3 people in the line.
It was a big deal, but again, I was like super the target audience.
Yeah.
But Lion King's always been a big deal.
Anyways, so it's called Anyone But You with mm-hmm. Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney
mm-hmm.
and Dermot Mulroney, and I think that's everybody. I can't remember. But it's you go ahead, you talk about it.
Yeah. So they kind of jumped off from Much Ado About Nothing. And overall, I think it was pretty successful. They did a pretty good job of, like, modernizing that play. There are a lot of elements in Much Ado About Nothing that just would not work in a modern retelling at all. Like, this whole girl dying. Or like, anyway, there's a lot that wouldn't work. So they did a good job of, like, getting the main part of the story, the relationship between Benedict and Beatrice.
The wedding.
Yeah, it's all set around a wedding. Benedict and Beatrice, like... In the play, it's hinted that they have some kind of romantic past. In this one, they kind of show us that. And then we get, like, how much they hate each other. And then how everybody's like, oh my gosh, we're not going to make it through this wedding with these two hating each other. Maybe we just need to convince them to like each other.
Which was a clever way. It was a clever way because they hate each other. But because before... They really had something. They really, let's say, loved each other.
They had a special connection.
I think I'm not going against the Bard, but saying that It works better than they just hate each other.
Well, and that's what I say. In the play, there are a few lines that imply
that they
that there was a past.
And a successful and love something, past.
Maybe not successful love, but kind of like what happened.
Oh, okay. Just
and like they said there was okay. a moment of connection, and somehow they both just like blew it.
Okay.
And okay. now hate each other. So, and in this one, the way they like blow the relationship is a series of misunderstandings. This is Shakespeare's bread and butter. He's so good at it. So there's lots. I thought it was very fun. It was a nice romantic comedy. It's set in Australia, which is super fun. Lots of nods to the play and even to Kenneth Branagh's impeccable adaptation of it.
There's nods to his adaptation, specifically what?
I thought so. Some scenes were like blocked almost exactly okay. like he did, mm-hmm. which could be just because they were both following Shakespeare's stage direction. I don't know. But I saw some. Anyway, it was very fun. I would recommend it. There are a couple pretty steamy scenes. Not one for the family.
Yeah.
But overall,
yeah,
it's solid and good. I like it.
Scenes are kind of weird.
And like super unnecessary.
I mean the way they shot. There's like
yeah.
It's like It's not like making the beautiful parts of their bodies shine. There was like some weird stuff. It's like. Anyways.
Well, I think too part of the rom-com genre is like. It tends to be a little bit cleaned up, like
yeah. It could cut after 2 seconds.
Yeah, like it's not that it doesn't happen. It's just not like terribly explicit.
Yeah. Anyways, it's fun. It's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. They both very talented and they on top now. He's producing. He was in Top Gun and he's producing this
That's
new
right.
Blue Angels documentary for IMAX. About the Blue Angels.
It looks really cool.
He was just announced to I can't remember the details. He was just announced to another movie. She produced. So was he. The movie's successful, so they're making money.
Mm-hmm.
And she was involved in that controversy that some idiot producer said that she's not pretty and she can't act. Well, she is pretty. She can act,
I think
and she produces. So
yeah, I think that was. I don't know. Maybe
I guess the producer's butt hurt because she's losing job.
Did he like try a?
It was a woman.
Okay, maybe she tried a casting couch and got spurned. I don't know, like because it. I thought Sydney Sweeney was great. Yeah.
And she was announced to a biopic of a. Did I put that the tennis player?
Oh. Maybe.
The
I feel like we saw something about that.
A
boxer.
Oh, boxer.
Christy Martin. Yeah.
Yes. Anyways, Anyone But You is available on Netflix. You should see it. It's fun. It's light. I mean, not for kids, but
no.
but it's definitely a date night.
Yeah, it's a good
night
date night
movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways.
Okay, this one is for kids. Knuckles on Paramount Plus.
No. Knuckles is serious. They have the great Idris Elba portraying the great warrior in the universe.
Yes, yes. The mighty Echidna. Knuckles.
Fun. Spin-off of the Sonic Hedgehog series. Knuckles showed up on the second movie, and he got his own show.
Yeah.
And that was fun.
It was short, sweet, and Paramount Plus's most-watched original series.
Yeah. It's Idris Elba comes back to voice the Echidna, and we have... Carrie Ewes.
Yep. Playing a slimy villain. Perfect. He's so good at
I
that.
I can't remember the mom from West Wing. The wife from West Wing.
Yeah.
And from Greece. The funny lady.
Oh, shoot. I just looked up her name.
The Righteous Gemstones.
The Mighty Gemstones. Yeah. Oh, shoot. What's her name?
And Vice Principals.
Yeah.
She's hilarious. And of course, the main guy is that guy that was arrested in LAX with weed like 3 times.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. But he's funny.
He's a little bit typecast.
Yeah. And yeah, it was fun.
It was fun. Our kids loved it. They were super invested in it.
You should watch it.
Yeah.
And they announced a Sonic 3 coming soon with Keanu Reeves as the Shadow. So... Yeah, Sonic is doing really well. If anything, Mario did spectacularly, but Mario, because it's, I guess because it's animation, And they still didn't have any follow up on that.
Yeah.
Sonic already had two movies and a series, and the third announced. So,
yeah.
But video games are doing well when they adapt properly, when they use the material, when they honor the material properly. Yeah.
And it seems to be the kid ones that are doing well.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Maybe with some exceptions, but anyway. All right. So that's a good one. That's on Paramount Plus. Should we do Palm Royale next week?
Should we get what was
it? Because we thought that it was over.
No, no, Palm Royale is over.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, it was the a gentleman.
Oh, Moscow that's right. Okay. Over. Oh man.
Okay. We also saw the end of a couple of shows this week. Apple TV Plus, Palm Royale with Kristen Wiig and Rick Martin and
Allison Janney and Carol Burnett.
Carol Burnett. It's like
great cat. Laura Dern.
Laura Dern. It was like a little bit of. The, in the beginning, the trailers in the first episode, like this season on Palm Royale, it was like murder mysteries and interesting stuff. It takes place in the 60s.
Yep.
In beach town in Florida.
Yeah, super wealthy. It's where the wealthy go to pass the season.
Yeah. It's told by the perspective of a former pageant winner that comes to town to be part of the glamorous life of the rich and famous. And it's her journey ascending to that, but at the same time going down to hell because...
Turns out it's all like dark and seedy and gross and rich people are the worst, who knew?
Yeah, behind the shiny and glossy, like dark and blood.
Yeah, fears and crimes and attempted murder.
The show, I honestly, I think the show had potential, but it takes some weird directions. Things change so quickly, so drastically, and like enemies become friends, like a coffee. Oh, we're friends now. Yeah, I thought it was. Yeah, and there's some mysteries that are like uber hyped, and they either not explain or they over explain, or some things that are not mystery that suddenly became like revelations, but nobody was expecting, so it doesn't have the same impact that, you know, if you're like,
it's not like anticipate, and then the reveal and the resolution. Yeah. I feel like it's dragging. I adore Kristen Wiig. There are, and Allison Janney and Carol, like, there's so many people in this show who are so great. There have been a lot of, it's a great vehicle for Carol Burnett, and like her physical comedy and all this other stuff. But I feel like this could have been like 3 or 4 episodes shorter.
A movie then.
And, well,
yeah, 3 episodes. So it's like, what's a 40-minute episode?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a really long movie, though. Sure. 2-hour movie. I don't know. That said, I really enjoyed watching it. It's fun to look at, like this, the wealth and the glamour of the 60s, and like their hair and their costumes are just like over the top.
Yeah, too many.
The mysteries
subplots.
Are fun. There are a few too many subplots, that I think you could like nip and tuck a little bit. That said, I have really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was
I think
okay.
If you wanted to like enter the realm of like great television, it needed to be edited. Quite a bit.
Yeah, it's far from that.
But it's definitely worth a watch if you like that sort of thing.
It's fun. Very funny moments.
Yeah.
It has some really funny moments.
And Kristen Wiig really does shine in it.
The whale and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh. That's fantastic. This is why I love it for her, because she's a very good dramatic actress, and it's letting her get into some of that. But not forgetting that the woman is freaking hysterical and one of the true greats that has come out of SNL. And, like, oh, my gosh. So she gets a full range of stuff, and it's fun. Despite its flaws, I think it's really worth watching.
Yeah. Well, Palm Royale, full series. We don't know if there's another season. I don't think it would, because it's over. But full series is available on Apple TV Plus.
Okay.
Another one that ended this week was CBS's Bob versus Abishola.
Bob Hart's Abishola.
Hart Abishola.
Total opposite. they hurt each other. They're not.
And if the penultimate episode was a wedding. It was the friend Cammy's wedding.
Oh yeah.
Which was
to the pharmacist.
Yes.
Aww.
To Chukayeka.
Yeah, Chukwebeka.
Chukwebeka. Which is always a trope of ending.
That's
of
true. Shows,
weddings, funerals.
Yeah.
About that, we're gonna talk soon about apparently someone dies. On young Sheldon, which it was not a surprise. Mm. People already there's some set pictures that's like everybody wearing like funeral attire, and this character's missing. So people, it's a funeral for this
that's
guy.
That's a bummer.
So it's coming. We behind. We're gonna watch the finale soon. But Bob Hart's Abishola. Then comes the last episode, and. For me, it was kind of a cop out. For me, it was like the easy way, or maybe it's type of is the type of finale that you can write on the first day when you write the pilot.
Oh dear!
And the guys that did How I Met Your Mother, they claim they did that.
Oh yeah.
In this case, was in a very similar fashion. Even though I did like the finale of How I Met Your Mother, this one I thought it was like okay, done before, and it's kind of. The show skips to, I can't remember how many years. It was like 12 years? Like, the beginning of the episode is like 12 years later. It was like, that's weird.
Very specific number.
So, it cuts to Abishola as a doctor now.
Oh, good.
The sister has a kid because she was in vitro and trying to get a kid. The Abishola's son is in New York living an artist dancer life.
Oh wow.
And the Bob arrives at the Max Dot and I can't remember Ofo. Anyways, one of the Nigerian guys that say I wanna buy the company but I don't have the money. I'll pay you in installments and like he finally gives the last check and they go back to the bench where they used to sit.
Oh yeah.
And Bobby decides to write a book about their memories and that's it. I was like,
that's nice. So they just kind of tied up and gave everybody a happy ending. And
yeah. I feel like the show ended as the show was. I was like, meh. You know, it's like, yeah. No big fuss, no nothing like wow. So anyways, I guess it's for background on senior facilities. I don't know who actually
that really seemed like the target audience. It was like very slow paced, very gentle.
Oh, and the subtitles
focus very much. A lot of like the supporting characters were
From one scene to another, it's like 5 minutes later.
Yeah.
Same day and night.
Yeah. which is not a bad thing. That's a legitimate audience.
Yeah.
But there were, and it was sweet. It was cute.
Yeah. But it's over.
Yep.
And another one that we saw the finale was Bad Batch.
Oh my gosh.
Star Wars animation. A spin-off of Clone Wars that itself it's expanding the Star Wars universe during the Clone Wars.
Or after the
during and after. The Clone Wars?
You mean the Clone Wars series or Bad Batch?
No, the Clone Wars.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This was a great way to end a show. They've been like building all season for this. It was a special like double length episode. Really like intense action. Lots of like people like stepping up. Like Omega kind of stepping up into like who she's been trained to be and all this other stuff. It was, I don't want to spoil anything. Just, it was great. I loved it.
Yeah, no, it was very good.
Yep. And he put a really nice period on it, too. There's a nice, like, little... He does, like, the Peter Jackson thing where you're like, it's over.
Yeah.
But there's more! And I thought it was really lovely way to say this series is over.
Yeah, let's move on, guys.
Yep.
But on the period, on the comma, right? On the first ending, let's call it that. It was perfect.
It really was.
But people would wait for more. Because, It was not an ending. It was an end of a chapter.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, and I appreciate it because I feel like
and
this
he
is
knew it,
good.
and he knew it to the point that he is like, okay, let's tell what happens next chapter.
Yep.
And yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that about him. I think Filoni really shines in animation, because his forays into live action have been like.
Oh yeah, I think it's Kathleen Kennedy. I think when we talk about movie, film, television producing, she's the boss. Even though he's high up there.
Yeah.
With animation, he was already the boss for so many years. He's gathering power all these years, right? In animation, he learned from Lucas himself. Mm. In animation, it was his voice, it was his command. Mm. And when he moves to movies, he has to deal with. Favreau, which is not bad, but he has to deal with someone else, and Kathleen Kennedy, which is going to not only towards the woke route, but it's having fights with creators since Rogue One and before. Anyways,
that's rough.
Anyways. Bad Batch, excellent. If you didn't watch it, you should watch it.
Yeah.
Really well done.
Yeah, it does. It lives up to everything, and like, man, that's how you end a show. Okay, remember how we mentioned Lion King earlier? Lion King, the animated one that came out in, what, 94, 95? Somewhere around then. Perfect movie. Unbelievable. Hans Zimmer score. Musical numbers. Incredible cast. Perfect Disney movie. Like this golden 90s Disney Renaissance movie. And they keep trying to redo it, and it's terrible. And well, now they're coming out with like a new one.
It was perfect to the point that is animation,
yeah,
as it should be, because you have talking lions,
yeah,
and hyenas and other animals.
Yeah.
So some idiot decided not long ago to do a live action of that.
It was an idiot. It was Jon Favreau.
I mean, he came up with the idea.
Oh, I don't know.
Disney hired him to direct.
Fair enough.
So some idiot came up with the idea, and I think it was Disney. I don't think he came up with Disney. Like, hey, I want to do a Lion King live
That makes action. Sense because what he did was almost shot for shot the same.
Yeah.
A couple of differences, but seriously almost shot for shot the same. Yeah. I know because I watched the original so many times as a kid.
Yeah. So and even it's like the disrespect. They disrespect what's his bucket? Sir, not sir. He's not sir. James Earl Jones, and he and they bring him back, but they didn't bring anybody else back, which was like Timon Pumbaa. There was no business putting those guys, and nobody even remembers who did anymore. But anyways, so and it was like. A lot of people complained there was lack of life. It was weird.
It didn't work. It's as like impeccable as they were, like a normal, like realistic lion's face doesn't have the range of emotion that an animated lion's face has.
Yeah.
And yeah, it didn't work.
Besides the talent behind the voices on the original.
Mm.
Anyways, so.
Seriously, Jeremy Irons, Rowan Atkinson, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, James Earl Jones, Nathan Lane.
Yeah.
Like, anyway.
Who's the other one, Nathan Lane in?
I can't remember. Again, I was very little. But anyway. Now they're coming out with a Mufasa prequel, I guess.
Prequel.
But it's in the same animation style, the same like live action with animals, and it's just like, oh, like we did this, we learned. Why? Yeah. Why have we not learned?
It feels like let's make a sequel for Hamlet, right? There's a comedy about Hamlet too.
Oh,
it feels like that kind of stupid idea. Anyways, but yeah, so they're gonna do that, and they're already failing because the trailer online. Has like hundreds of thousands of dislikes and comments, negative comments, to the point that Disney shut it down. They closed the comment section because that doesn't look good. That doesn't look good. Close it down.
So, yeah, and I can see why. There were a lot of what we saw in the trailer looked like it was actually from The Lion King, like Timon and Pumbaa and a lot of other stuff. I was like, Nala and Simba as babies, like... That didn't make sense. And then, like, what is with all these lions running around in the snow and icicles?
Yeah.
I'm no expert on the Serengeti, but I just feel like... Well, anyway.
Yeah.
I have issues.
Unless,
folks, I have issues.
Unless the Mufasa was born in the lion, what's it called, the stone of the king? Is that what it's called? King stone? King pride? The big stone.
Oh, Pride Rock?
Pride Rock. That they, the Pride Rock they have on the top of the Kilimanjaro, and then he starts his descending to.
Right. That's what I was thinking, like, anyway.
Yeah, it's a mess.
It's not looking good.
It's showing.
Yeah.
Another one that is a mess that is showing is Velma, the animated series.
Mm-hmm.
Dark, gross, for not even for adults. It shouldn't be amazing for nobody. She made it for herself. But anyways, the HBO Max show is on its second season and is getting the worst review, even worse than the first season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a huge shock there.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Okay. Let's look at the box office for a second. The Phantom Menace was re-released this past week. It took second place at the box office.
Yeah. $8 million. Granted, it was a slow weekend. It only lost domestically. It only lost for Fall Guy that made $40
million. Yeah. Well, actually, Fall Guy made it up to $28.5 million.
Yeah,
but
total. That's internationally. Which is nothing.
It's not good, which I don't understand, because the only people... I've only heard good things from people who saw it. And the trailer looks so fantastic.
Also, no. I think also The Phantom Menace came out on the 4th.
Yes.
Which was a Saturday.
Yes.
Fall Guy came out on Friday, but there's the previews. So altogether,
That's a bummer.
The Phantom Menace did really well.
Yeah. I'm really glad we could all come back to the place where we recognize that Phantom Menace was actually a pretty fun movie.
Yeah.
And I would like to personally apologize and express my regret for the time I was trying to be a cool person and be like, oh, it's terrible. It's not terrible.
No,
it's a great movie.
I never went against the prequels. I always had my reservations against The Phantom Menace, but they were very clear, and they were that the race is a bit long, especially mm-hmm. you knowing that the kid's going to win. So, because it's long and you know the kid's going to win, you're kind of like, come on. Let's go. It's beautiful.
And it's fun, and it gave rise to one of the greatest games ever made.
It's spectacular, but that was my impression from the very first time I watched, and the second, of course, that increased. But I thought it was terrific. I thought it was. Anyways.
Yeah, good stuff. Okay, Dan Schneider has sued the producers of Quiet on Set for defamation, and says the show falsely implied he was involved in horrific crimes.
Okay, so let's see how that goes.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Sony and Apollo have submitted a joint $26 billion offer for Paramount.
There's this whole mess going on. Everybody wants to buy Paramount. Sony now got involved. So far, no one actually closed the deal. We'll see. Okay.
The second Boeing whistleblower has died. Boeing whistleblower died. Perfectly healthy guy suddenly came down with a horrific pneumonia and MRSA and died. And this is the second whistleblower to die in the past couple of months. It's kind of sketchy.
Yeah.
And of course, our thoughts go out to his family.
And if California wasn't already held to be a terrible place to be, Joe mm-hmm. Biden visited. And you know, when he comes, it's anywhere. Like, he came here to ask for money. It was not to do anything important. It was just to ask for money for his campaign.
Fundraising,
with
yeah.
the rich people. And destroy traffic. Among other things. And in LA, more than that, his visit cost millions to the city.
Yeah.
And cost for the LAPD alone skyrocketed.
Which LA can totally handle right now. No, they can't. Okay, Disney is, I guess, getting closer to streaming profitability, but this number doesn't sound close to profitability. They narrowed their loss to only $18 million
in
the last quarter.
Hey, you're losing less.
They only lost $18 million.
Yeah. Oh, it's better than 20 or 300.
I guess, but okay. They said they're going to reduce Marvel output to 2 to 3 movies a year.
Yeah, Bob Iger said it's interesting. Bob Iger said they may, but again, May is not definite, but he's the boss. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
year, we only have one, is Deadpool was coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's technically like, Disney MCU was coming from Fox.
Yeah.
And apparently Ryan Reynolds, Kevin Feige received like dozens of scripts, and he passed on and said, nope, you had to change. Yeah.
Yeah. And that wasn't the only struggle they had. There were supposed to be cameos from Brie Larson and Tatiana Maslany, Captain Marvel and
She-Hulk,
respectively, but Ryan Reynolds cut them from Deadpool 2, Deadpool 3, which was probably a good move.
Yeah, and they are both heard about it. They said they might sue.
Seriously?
Yeah.
They should wait and see how well the movie does.
Yeah.
Chris Evans.
I heard so many rumors about the movie, but one that I'm most happy, excited about it is that Elektra, Jennifer Garner, is gonna be heavily involved.
Interesting.
She's gonna be the female. I guess there's no female at this point, right? Female sort of lead. It's Wolverine really, and Deadpool. Yeah.
Like, he's got his girlfriend, but she's not really a lead.
She doesn't go fight.
Yeah.
It would be cool. But again, there's like rumors that they're going to go through all the phases of the MCU. Okay. One thing that is not cool is that Cable is not back. And Josh, is Josh? What's his big bucket? Oh, gosh. Thanos. Josh Brolin. He's kind of sad they didn't call him. He's a time travel guy, right?
Yeah.
But again, yeah. Well,
oh, well.
He might still come. It might be a surprise. He might be hiding.
That would be fun.
Not lying, hiding. Anyways.
Chris Evans is maybe going to be back as Captain America in Secret Wars.
Yeah, at this point, everybody can come back. Might come back. Will not back. It's all about money. And I guess they said it's about, like, oh, it depends. It has to be a really good writing. It's like, BS. It's about money.
Fair enough. Jeff Bridges will be back for Tron 3.
Yeah.
Which I haven't heard anybody asking for.
That for him to come back or that movie?
For the movie to be made.
I mean, I think it's too late.
It's been a long time.
They made the second one. It kind of failed, but they left open for a third one, and like they did. I think it's like, not too late. I don't want
to. Okay, some fantastic forecasting. Oh. Paul Walter Hauser as a mystery role. John Malkovich, also a mystery role.
We have some Dr. Doom potential there on John Malkovich.
Yeah.
Or even Paul Walter Hauser, who knows? It's the comedic, it's the MCU, it's who knows what the heck they're going to do.
Not me.
And we have a name and a face for Galactus on Ralph Ineson, which at least this time, he's not as smoke or fart like some people claim it was in the previous movie, and he looked for the part.
Okay.
He's a man, which is an important aspect, because for Silver Surfer they cast a woman. Anyways.
Interesting decision. Okay. When Disney Plus got distributing rights for Bluey, they edited and actually full-on banned an episode, they didn't put it up. And so the producers of Bluey, ABC, the Australian Broadcast Corporation, they've put it on their YouTube channel for free.
Yeah.
I have not watched it, but I'm totally going to.
I heard this is actually, it goes against what they will preach these days, right? The show itself does that, but there's the whole family aspect, the father that is present. And this one apparently is about someone is pregnant and they help take care of the baby. So why Disney choose not to put that? It's like,
it's weird, more evil
than we thought. Seriously?
Yes, withholding Bluey from us? How dare you? How freaking dare you?
The episode that apparently is a really good one. But anyways, we see you and talk about it.
Okay, Disney's also working on a Maze Runner reboot.
Wow, that's how fast they're making reboots, because we not even finished the originals yet.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Amazon, MGM, and Mattel are bringing us a live-action reboot of Masters of the Universe.
He-Man! It comes on June. It already has a date, June 5th, 26.
Yeah.
With Bumblebee director Travis Knight and screenplay Chris Butler.
Yeah. I'm excited to see casting for this.
Yeah.
Okay, Cobra Kai is, well, their final season is starting July 18th, and it will be a three-part event.
Yeah.
Oh boy, which means it's gonna be fun. Vin Diesel is starting production on Riddick Furia.
It's he really likes that franchise. It's back. I thought it was done. I guess he's coming back. And to the point that he came back from Fast and Furious,
Yeah.
he cut a deal to make a second Riddick, and that's what made him come back for Fast and Furious, which it turned out to be one of the most popular franchises ever. And now I guess he has the time and the money to come back to Riddick.
Really, everybody in the family has the money to do
That's right.
whatever they want
Yeah.
now. Tracy Morgan is going to be in a neighborhood spin-off on
Yeah.
Paramount Plus.
He's the brother of Calvin, Cedric the
Okay.
Entertainer's character. We saw
Huh.
him on the show, and he's gonna get a spin-off. Let's see. The show is funny. It's
I
really
really
fun.
like the show. I think the show has done very successfully what Kenny Barris tried to do with Black-ish, and where Kenny Barris gets like very heavy-handed and
Oh,
preachy.
yeah,
Cedric
jeez.
the Entertainer's managed to do quite a lot of
Very
this
light.
with in like very light-hearted
And
ways.
it's CBS, so is that audience that's like more mature, more uncompromised, and different than like we talk about for Sabi Shola. And one thing about it is the whole I felt like they do the whole foreigners, a different culture. I think they pushed in like a natural sort
Yeah.
of, yeah. I think it's like. It's a little bit out of reality, you know. It's and in this show, no, it feels all natural, even though Davis is weird, too weird.
I think it works like he's kind of a caricature. I don't know.
But
It works because it's caricature and comedy and.
if they do a little bit of emasculation on Dave, they balance it out by Calvin being the man, you know.
Yeah.
The man, the old man with kids that like know nothing about, you know, doing cars like he does. So I
Yeah.
guess they balance everything
It
out.
works. Yeah, you've got like the generational stuff, the
Yeah.
race stuff, the just no. Anyway, it's a really fun show and I like it a lot. Gen V producers have said they're not going to recast Perdomo, Chance Perdomo, after the actor died.
Yeah, he died in a car, a motorcycle accident.
Oof.
And I yeah, sure. It's a nice honor. I think it's kind of it's a hard route to kill the character. And I'm saying they're gonna kill the character, but the character dies with the actor. It's I don't know, but they're gonna do that. So yeah.
It depends. Okay, the Office spinoff did get a series order from Peacock, and it's going to be set at a dying newspaper.
On the same universe
Oh,
of
okay.
Dunder Mifflin, so we might see a character or another popping.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but it's set to have the Italian manager from White Lotus. I can't remember her name,
Oh.
and Domhnall Gleeson.
Yes.
The first name is confirmed.
Okay. Warner Brothers is releasing a new Lord of the Rings movie, and they've got Peter Jackson, Fran Walsh, and Philippa Boyens on board.
Yeah, and Andy Serkis to direct. The movie will be
Oh, he's
called,
directing?
yeah,
Ooh.
in acting, so both. And the movie is going to be called The Hunt for Gollum.
I've heard some rumors that maybe this is going to be more of like an Aragorn adventure
Which was the
story.
original plan for the Amazon show?
Gee, wouldn't that have been way cooler than literally everything that they did?
Yeah, but Amazon decided to hire the guy. No, they fired the guy that would do the Aragorn show. They fired him, and he ended up making House of the Dragon.
Yeah. And then
It
released it at the
was like,
same
oh my
time.
God.
Like, oh my gosh.
And
Oh.
there's like humiliation every week.
You know that meme where it's like people in a conference room and like everybody has bad ideas and then one person has a good idea and they throw them out the window?
Yes.
That's that.
So, but MGM Amazon's gonna go to they're gonna go with Peter Jackson to just to accentuate how Amazon Rings of Power is bad. Peter
Yeah.
Jackson says I'm available if you want any talk, any hint, any notes. I can talk. You don't have to hire me.
Yeah.
I would love to help at this camp to be, and the guys never called Peter Jackson back. So that's how bad it is. Anyways.
Yeah, that's always good.
But Andy Serkis, Peter Jackson from Washington, Philip Owens, yeah. Is like, geez, this could be. It still hurts me that they cannot do the Silmarillion.
Yeah.
But this would definitely be something good.
Yeah. I'm optimistic and hopeful. Okay. We watched and raved about Shogun, this amazing series from FX. There's some debate between us about whether
we
or not
raced too hard.
It's we like... did. They're getting a series 2 renewal pending Hiroyuki Sanada signing on.
Yeah.
I think it can be good. I choose to be hopeful. But we shall see, especially if he's involved. Like, I feel
no,
hopeful.
No, he's signed already, right?
Did he sign already?
What is this? Sanada 2 return as FX.
Oh, okay.
Nears. Okay, so Nears is like, it's not official yet, but he would return if
yeah.
it happens.
And I think they're only doing it if he returns.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Oh, you
yeah.
could do it without him.
Yeah, it would only make sense that way. But yeah. if anything, they should... I think, I don't know, 10 years later? No, 10 years, it might be too much.
Yeah.
But I think, like, 80% of the characters from the first season shouldn't be involved. I think that the British shouldn't be involved. I think, because he's anchors to the show.
Yeah.
It was a strong woman. It was a love relationship. Mm-hmm. And now it's a boat. So it
but
drops,
he loves his boat. He loves his boat
quite,
so much.
It drops a lot. So
I don't know. We'll see. I'm excited. I
so
hope
was,
it,
it's so funny because even the former husband of Mariko-san, also he's anchor to the show, was the loyalty to his clan, of course. But it was a strong woman. It was a love of sorts, and now it's also a boat.
You're really underestimating how great those ships are. Anyways, Ted also got renewed for a second season. It's
yes,
not really my cup of tea.
Still have to watch the movies. Funny. Anyways.
Okay. All right. If you're thinking about playing Fallout series all the way through, it's going to take a minute.
Yeah. Some 15.17 days.
Uh-huh.
To
beat the whole series.
Yeah.
Unless you include the DLC. And that's going to tack on an extra 4.1 days.
Yeah, I think I don't know if that includes the original games. I think whoever made this number didn't include like the Fallout for PC. Those games
oh, geez.
Are long. Anyways,
wow.
But yeah, and Fallout is doing great on the numbers. It's like top of the list on Nielsen big ratings. Anyways, so I guess that's it for this week. You come back next week. You're going to watch Fallout. Not Fallout.
Nope.
Fall Guy.
Yeah.
Fallout Boy. Oh, no, that's a completely...
It's all different.
Fallout... Fall Guy.
See, it's this goofy humor that made me fall for you.
Aha! Oh! But that did terrible. Did you talk about it did terrible? It did terrible on the box office.
Yeah, we did.
It was, geez, 28 million. It was like nothing. And the movie looks good. It looks
so good.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling, oh my gosh.
Hopefully he will do better on Deadpool because it's the same director of Deadpool. But anyways, we come back for more next week with more pop culture news, entertainment, and more funny jokes. Someone found a head in the middle of the road, and they went there and it has like I lost everything. No, it's not quite like that. I can't remember the joke. Anyways,
okay. Yeah. You got a week to work on it.
Yeah. May the force be with you.
Live long and prosper.
Bye.
Bye.